And I just want to say to you tonight that from the predictions that have already been made by national networks and from the precincts, the elected precincts that we have had from our own calculations around the state, it appears apparent to me that Paul Tsongas has won this election.
Hello.
And I want to congratulate Paul Tsongas for the quality of his campaign. I want to congratulate him for the honorable manner in which he has conducted this campaign. And I want to assure him that I will make the transition of this office to him with all dispatch and will cooperate as fully as I can as he takes on this awesome responsibility of serving in the United States Senate in these very difficult days. It is sometimes difficult to lose. It is always wonderful to win. But I want to thank all of you wonderful people, those of you who are here, those of you who are still many, many places out there across this great state, many of those who are across this country who have contributed so generously, all of you of your time and your money and your energy and your prayers. When we were down in the valley, I did not cry, I cried out. And you answered that cry, and you have shown your faith and your confidence. And it has given me great strength to carry on and to conduct this campaign. And now that the campaign has concluded, I trust that there will still be those who will continue to fight in the United States Senate for our senior citizens, for our minorities, for our blacks, for our Hispanics, for the handicapped and for the poor and for the middle income people who are becoming the poor and who will fight for peace on this earth, the things in which you and I believe, and will fight for full equality for all women and for equal justice for all people.